Welcome to Conrad's Corner. Terry Hermsen is a local poet, more or less, a graduate of Wittenberg University. He's been on the staff of Antioch Writers Workshop several summers. He's taught poetry in the schools of Ohio for several years and is now on the staff at Otterbein College. Here's his poem called The Yellow Spring for the Glen and Tara. We wandered, slightly drunk, off the trail to the place that had always taken us back, where in July the fireflies throbbed 30-foot columns through a stand of oaks, where we'd lain some afternoons in the fair haven of the pine forest, reading with our heads propped on the same log, or drank in tandem from the yellow spring, that bright fountain made as much of bronze earth as of water. Were we lovers? Yes, but of this place mostly. I knew you only here. Even our arguments found trails. When I told you of the old man I'd come across who hung himself with his belt while standing on his bike in the woods beside my suburb, you snapped, that was his right, that the children who found him first needed to know how far sadness could go. We stayed away for months, but finally had to meet under that slim limestone outcrop where you'd first told me of your daughter's death, how your hair turned white in a day when you were 20 and she was 2, your Jenny, crushed beneath a neighbor's car where she'd been playing the game you'd made together, arranging stones along the bumper, when suddenly it moved and she was underneath, her eyes on yours before they closed for good. How you lived in that same town for years, blaming yourself, walking through the open blame of others, or had another child, is more than I could say. We went on courting the rocks, the way water rose within them and poured out in hidden streams. Each time the glen was new, stepping through its open doors, it was as if we were greeting ourselves again, or some self we had lost too many years back. So that now, a nearly warm December night, we made it only 20 feet to the edge of some drop-off we could barely sense, lay down in the thick leaves, and not knowing it was a night for meteors, began to count the falling stars. Dozens came, the Leonids, but we thought in that hour they were just for us, the only ones watching the heavens rain. Terry Hermsen, The Yellow Spring. Thanks for listening.